Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of August. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello, back again. I can't keep saying that now, can I? Sort of like, oh, I haven't been here for so long.
Since last week.
No, I wasn't here last week. Was I here last week?
No, you weren't here last week, Joe.
But the week before I was.
You were here the week before.
Yeah, and I'm here next week, I think.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. We got little Dodsy as well.
I know we have, although she's just eating a canapé, so I'm not sure if she's going to say hello. Speak into that, say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dodsy. It's lovely. Little Ellie is back with us, and she's scoffing some canapés. And just so that you know, we had a delivery just before we went on air from the lovely Joanna at Petty Canapés, and she's delivered us a box of canapés. And I think we can all say they're pretty special.
They are amazing. Mm. Yes. I particularly like the prawn and cucumber with some sauce and sprinkly, something like paprika.
Have you tried the chocolate cup yet?
No, I probably can't eat that, I think. I didn't look. Oh, no, it's just chocolate on the outside. No, I can eat that.
Yeah, no, but there's none left because Carlton ate them all.
No, it's all right.
You?
I can see one.
There's three
one.
Left.
I think little Dodsy.
There's three left. There were 20 just now.
Little Dodsy's been hitting those pretty hard.
She has, yeah, that's her favourite.
Cool. Well, we've got a packed show for you today, and we'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in Southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233 220035. Give us a call, 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. That's hashtag BBunker. And we have already had 1,983,743.76 tweets.
You impressed Ellie until you went all decimal on her, because now she's thinking maybe that might have been a slight...
A bit of an exaggeration. We've probably had more than that, but I just lost count after a while. The 0.76 threw me. So there you go. So we've got loads of tweets, loads of emails, loads of things to do. And I tell you what, shall we start off with a tweet? And I'm going to start off with my favourite tweet of the day. And it's from the gorgeous Kim Stevens from Caring Kent. That's her Twitter handle, Caring Kent. And she says, and there's lots of emojis in this one, which obviously I can't read out. But it says, I really love Heart, a shout out on the Business Bunker, because I love Heart Business Bunker even more than I love Great British Bake Off. Now
that's
nice,
accolade,
isn't it?
Oh,
now that's nice.
I'm not
it?
Sure little Dodsy would agree. Look, she's aghast.
Yeah.
It's her favourite programme. is the bunker better?
Yeah. Nice one, Ellie. Cool. So thank you, Kim. That's Caring Kent. Do give Kim a follow on the Twitter. And they do loads of stuff about caring for dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a bit about dementia later on in the programme and some of the things that we're doing. But big follow for Caring Kent, please.
Can I read out the tweet from Abigail's charity, Abigail's Footsteps? I came across them about a year ago, I think, a charity to help people who have stillborn babies. Lovely, the sorts of things that they do. And they've got an event that I ought to not actually mention because we can't go, so little Dodsy's going to be traumatised. But they've got, it says, The Haunting Music of Adele, performed by choirs and soloists in Rochester Cathedral on the 23rd of September at 7 o'clock in the evening. So I guess if you go to their website, you'll be able to find out more. And their Twitter name is Abigail's Charity.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank
sounds
you.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just remind me, Abigail's Charity, that's for stillborn?
Yes.
Stillborn charity, yeah.
As we found out earlier, you're not listening to me today at all, are you?
I'm not,
say
no.
About 2 minutes ago.
Well, I'm getting my own back because you did that to me on the last show, if you remember.
Which one was that one? I can't remember.
The last show you were on, the week before last.
No, I remember now. Mm. But yes, it is.
Cool. Okay, good stuff.
Lovely.
We've had a tweet from Marketing Girl, whose Twitter handle is K Clifton Tweet, and they says, VanillaWeb, could we have a mention for Experisoft? Would be great. They're a Chatham-based company working with local care businesses and schools to improve recruitment. So that's Experisoft, and that's spelled Experisoft, and that's from K Clifton Tweet. So lovely. Thank you for that.
Can I give a shout out for Big Jam Studios?
Yeah.
They're not on the Twitter today. I don't think they're around, they said. But at Big Jam Studios in Sittingbourne, that's where we went yesterday for Little Dodsey's birthday treat, which was a... they recorded Uptown Funk, her and three of her friends. And then they had a photo shoot, and then they were videoed. So they made a music video using the music and, you know, dancing around to it and everything else. And the guys there, Kevin and Tracy, were just amazing. Really, really lovely with the girls. And it was a really brilliant party, wasn't it, Ellie? Yes?
Yes, it was.
You really enjoyed it. Cool.
And I promised them a shout out today because they said that they knew all about the Business Bunker and knew Penny. And when I booked the... when I booked the party, they'd been in touch with Penny Williams like the day before, and he said, and I looked on her website, and there was somebody called Joe Dodds on her website, and I didn't know if it was the same person, and it was a bit spooky, and I said, yeah, that is me.
You get so everywhere, really, don't you?
I know. Yeah.
It's like sand between your toes with Joe. Once you got it there, you can't get rid of it or something.
he's always horrible to me, isn't he?
No, you deserve it.
It's going to be one of those shows.
No, it couldn't possibly be. I've had a tweet from WP Maidstone. WP underscore Maidstone is their Twitter handle. And they say, Vanilla Web, we're WordPress Maidstone. And we have a meetup at Ask. That's the restaurant in Maidstone in Earl Street, I believe. This Thursday, 1st of September. We're a group of local WordPress developers, designers and publishers who get together to share our knowledge and experience and to meet up with other people in that field. So if you're into WordPress in any way, shape or form, get along to Ask in Maidstone on Thursday the 1st of September. I don't know what time it starts, but if you give them a follow on the Twitter, you can find out. And their Twitter handle is WP underscore Maidstone.
That is quite a cool Twitter name for WordPress people, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Go for it.
So, Construction Expo in the South East. The South East's construction opportunities attract global interest, and Construction Expo is at the heart of the region's industry. Attendances are increasing each year, and 2015 saw nearly 3,000 visitors included, those from some of the very largest main contracting and house building firms. The event provides the perfect platform to build lasting business relationships. So the objective of Construction Expo is to provide the construction industry with a highly focused gateway to learn, network and capitalise on the region's major construction opportunities. And it's on Thursday the 6th of October at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone from 8:30 to 4:30. And you can find out more by going to kentconstructionexpo.co.uk.
Fantastic. And the Business Bunker will be there with a pop-up radio station.
Ah.
We will be there and we will be interviewing people. So if you want to come and talk to us, just pop by the pop-up station. There's a lot of popping going on. And we will be there.
Lovely. Mm. Excellent.
Looking forward to it. We've had a tweet from Cars from Kent. Every time I go to read a tweet, my screensaver comes on. What's that all about? Cars from Kent. Hi, Vanilla Webb. Hi, Joe Dodds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got so many call-outs last time.
Yeah. A shout out, please, if you want to buy or sell your car locally, carsfromkent.com. So do check that out. They also happen to have a thing on their website which gives you a breakdown of the cheapest fuel available in Kent by town. So if you live in Ashford, you can find out where the cheapest fuel is today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's regularly updated. So it's worth checking out.
Yeah. So I've got impartial guidance from UK Export Finance. James Bowker, Export Finance Advisor for Kent, East Sussex and West Sussex, explains how impartial guidance from UK Export Finance can help companies access the finance and insurance that they need to export. Says there's a world of opportunity for businesses in Kent and Sussex. Even a cursory search using the Exporting is Great site will illustrate the scale of the demand that is out there. Finding customers outside the UK is the key to growth for many firms as they seek to thrive in a global marketplace. But when a company is ready to sell overseas, it may find it needs specialist trade finance and insurance. And this can help give overseas buyers time to pay while protecting cash flow. Or it might mean higher levels of finance compared to conventional lending, and exporters might want to protect themselves from any risk of not being paid. And that's where UK Export Finance, UKEF, can help. UKEF is the UK's export credit agency, working alongside the Department for International Trade to help make exports happen. And their mission is to ensure that no viable UK export fails for lack of finance or insurance from the private sector. So to find out more about how they can help your business, contact James Bowker. And probably the easiest way is email james.bowker@ukexportfinance.gov.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've had a tweet from Venom Tech, and they said they're listening in and wishing us a good show.
Is that something to do with spiders?
Yeah. Venom Tech are a drug research company over there at Discovery Park in Sandwich.
Oh, I remember
And it always makes me snigger this, so I'm going to do it again. Because Dr. Steve Trim, who runs said company, who's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, it makes me laugh because he is a bona fide member of an organisation called, and I kid you not, Scientists with Luscious Hair. What's not to like about that? I'm just jealous because I haven't got any hair and Steve's got it all. But he is a bona fide member of Scientists with Luscious Hair. But Venomtech are a brilliant company and they do drug research using toxins and venoms from various snakes, spiders, toads and all kinds of nasty things.
And what would, just to go back to the science thingy with luscious hair, what would the purpose of being in that group be?
Because they're all scientists with luscious hair.
Well, I sort of assumed that, but I wondered if that had any other, you know, add-on benefits or anything. Does that make them more intelligent or more scientific? Or?
I don't know. I just think they're trying to differentiate themselves from mad scientists with no hair.
Yes.
Basically.
Do you think people get wigs to go there?
Well, I don't know. When Sarah Smith first told me about it, and when she first told me, I thought it was a joke. I thought they were actually, you know, just stitching. Because Steve, Dr. Trim, has incredibly long hair.
Yes.
I thought they were just making it up. Yes. But Steve actually tweeted me in and said, no, I really do belong to an organisation called Scientists with Luscious Hair. And why not? And he said, you should think of joining. But seeing as, one, I'm not a scientist, and two, I have no hair at all, that's not really going to happen,
is it? No. Well, there you go.
Cool. There's a Beckenham Business Day, and it's at the Beckenham Public Halls, and that's 4 Bromley Road, Beckenham. And it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of September. You can book now, and there's business advisors, there's a creche, there's fun, speed networking, and much, much more. And it's the Beckenham Business Association, and you can book your place there by going to their website, which is beckenhambusinessassociation.co.uk, or you can call them on 020 8650 8015, 020 8650 8015. That's the Beckenham Business Day on Wednesday, the 7th of September, at the Beckenham Public Halls. Do go.
Can I say, I'm just really impressed that they've got a creche.
That's, it's unusual,
very enlightened, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I've got the next Digital in Kent event at Great Danes in Maidstone with a great lineup of speakers. Digital in Kent was born in 2012 when a group of leading local agencies and consultants came together to pool their experience and create a learning event for Kent businesses. They felt that many were struggling to get to grips with social media, SEO and PPC for the first time, or were finding it hard to keep up with the latest developments. Since then, Digital in Kent has showcased a multitude of speakers, including leading regional practitioners and carefully selected experts from across the UK. The initiative has also expanded by holding regular monthly meetups, allowing those using digital marketing to meet, share experiences and learn from others. So the next one is Thursday, the 20th of October, 2016. At the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes. That's one of those. What's it called and what did it used to be called? It's a bit confusing.
What's it called
this
week? Exactly. Yeah, it's back to the Great Danes this week.
Great Danes,
yeah.
Right, in Maidstone. And if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/digital-kent, you can find out more there.
Fantastic. There's a black tie gala dance, and it's in aid of the Alzheimer's Society, and it's on the 12th of November, and it's at Cathedral House, which is 11 The Precincts, Canterbury. There's a red carpet reception, there's a 3-course meal, there's live music from a great local band, plus magic at the tables during the evening from the very talented Mr. Mark Lemesma. There's a charity raffle, and it's £75 a ticket, or you can book a table of 10. It's sponsored by the lovely Jackie Offen at JJ Systems, and it's leading the fight against dementia for the Alzheimer's Society and Supply My Business. So the easiest thing to do is to follow JJ Systems on the Twitter, or go to their website and you can find out how to book your table there. Please do that, because it's a great, great cause.
Lovely. And then there's the Cranbrook Literature Festival on the 30th and blah blah of something. No, it's not going to work that way. Friday the 30th of September and Saturday the 1st of October. It would have been so much easier if they'd not had it straddling 2 months, wouldn't it? For reading out on the radio purposes.
Yeah, they're just not being considerate,
no,
are they?
Exactly.
Yeah. We've got to read this stuff out.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a celebration of books, reading and writing, featuring Julian Clary, Sarah Raven, Vanessa Nicholson, Luke Wright, John Rice, Brian Moses, Lou Quensler, Dave McKean, Giles Brandreth, Bennett Brandreth, presumably they're related. There can't be many Brandreths, can there?
I assume so.
Tom Palmer and more. So that sounds cool. Cranbrook Literature Festival. I guess you could just Google it because I have no link.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Play some tunage?
We're going to play some tunage.
Lovely.
I haven't heard this for ages. And I was coming over here in the car earlier and I thought, what shall I play? And I thought, I know. I haven't played this for ages.
I'm supposed to know because I saw you queue it up as well.
It's the hustle. Come on, Van McCoy. Where have you been?
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
JobsInKent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, JobsInKent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
And Little Dodsy just arrived quietly.
Who was halfway through the door when I started speaking and she stopped.
She's a real pro. I was watching her earlier. I couldn't work out why. She'd got the glass that she had in her hand and she had her finger stuck against the top of the sort of unit where all the radio stuff is, and she had her finger like that, and then I realised she was sliding it down the side with her finger against the wally bit so that when she got to the bottom it wouldn't make a clonk.
Clonk.
I don't know, how impressive is that?
She's a real pro. She spends so much time hanging around studios of one kind and another, of course.
That is true. She is my co-host on my own podcast, so she does all the intros for me. And I was saying to them yesterday, they're quite impressed that she uses Audacity all on her own and just records it, saves it, and sends me the thing to say she's done it and everything. So she's, you know, she's learning.
Children are annoying, aren't they, with their ease of uptake on certain things.
Yeah.
We were talking off air. Bird here was doing some silly stuff with Snapchat and making me look like a duck. And I was saying that I downloaded Snapchat the other day as an app, and after half an hour of not being even able to open it or do anything, I gave up and deleted it because I just couldn't work out how to do it. Whereas the average four-year-old can actually do anything they like with it, which is a bit of a shame. But there you go. I think we'll do an email, Joe, please.
Yep, okay. So free seminar for startups and new businesses. Brett's Business Recovery, Barnes Roth and Hatton Wyatt, that was almost alliteration all the way through then, have teamed up to bring you a series of business seminars designed to help startups and young companies future-proof their businesses and how to best protect their personal position. How you structure your business in the early years can make or break your company in the long term. So the first in their seminar series concentrates on getting your business structure right. So the series starts on the 6th of October, Thursday the 6th, at 7:30 till 9 in the morning at Barnes Roth offices in Dartford. And it's how to future-proof your business. Have you got the right business structure? Covering an in-depth look at business structure, so limited company, sole trader, etc. Dividends versus directors' loans versus PAYE. And should you be VAT registered? So if you'd like to join them for a light breakfast and hear how you can give your company the best start, then it says book here, which is a hyperlink. That's not going to help you now. So places are limited, and it's on Eventbrite, and it's a really long URL. So I'd suggest you go to Eventbrite and search for Brett's Business Recovery.
We've got to do something about this, haven't we? Because it's great having either shortened links or indeed long links where you can just click if you're in a digital environment. But when you're trying to read stuff out on the radio, it doesn't kind of work. We need some kind of shorthand for reading it out on the radio.
Maybe
really.
You need to white label a link shortener and make it so people can use it. And it'll be like, you know, businessbunker.co.uk/ whatever, and get them to do it before they send it in.
That's a good idea. I might look at that. Nice one.
Yeah.
She's useful sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Brilliant. Hey, to mark World Mental Health Day on Monday the 10th of October, we're holding a workplace wellbeing and training day. We've joined forces with local workplace training and online experts Skill Boosters, AXA PPP Healthcare and Tunbridge School to host this event, which will comprise short interactive training workshops throughout the day. To find out more, go to westkentmind.org.uk/World Mental Health Day 2016. We'd be grateful for any support that you can give us. Many thanks. That's Lucy Adams, who's the Community Development Manager for West Kent Mind, and their website is westkentmind.org.uk.
Wasn't Lucy Adams the name of that BBC HR lady?
Could well be.
You know, the one that was scandalized and all that sort of thing. I'm sure it's a different woman because she's not doing that now. She's doing HR somewhere else now. That's not her. I just thought her name sounded familiar, but clearly not the same person.
You never know.
Yeah, no. I know she's doing HR. I've seen her somewhere else doing other HR, just not at the BBC anymore.
there's a big breakfast with Damien Green MP, and it's at 7:30 a.m. until 9 a.m. And it's on, let me tell you, Friday the 23rd of September, Eastwell Manor at Ashford. Join us for a networking special with guest speaker Damien Green MP, who is now the Secretary of State for the Department of Work and Pensions. Throughout the course of the morning, we will serve you a full English breakfast at the stunning grounds of Eastwell Manor. Afterwards, you'll get to hear from Damien with a chance to ask questions. And you can book your place on that by going to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk events.
Sorry.
What's going on over there?
Dossie's trying not to cough, and now she's choking.
Cough.
Come on, have a cough, quick.
You could use the cough switch, Joe. I built cough switches into the desk just for that.
Yeah. Which one's that? The red one?
The red button.
Yeah, okay, right. Hang on, we'll give it a try.
Give it another go. Now cough again. No, it's too much of a cough.
Yeah, it's going to be like all around the room.
Yeah.
Never mind, anyway. So no more coughing now until we tell you, okay?
cough on demand. Is she like this all the time, Ellie? Is she that bossy normally? Is she?
Yeah. Oh, and you think she's not?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Right. Enough of all that. Oh, I'm going to read one more tweet, and then we're going to talk to our first guest. So I've had a tweet from Fruitworks. It says, "Hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, Joe Dodds. I don't know whether they're talking to you. Please mention Fruitworks Create, which is back on the 29th of September. And you can find out all about it by going to fruitworks.co/create. And I do believe Smartphone Film School is one of the sponsors of that very august thing.
Yes, we are.
Fantastic.
I might be able to go to that one.
That would be nice. It would be nice to see
I'd like
you
to
there,
Jo. I haven't been for a long time, and they are so good. So,
well,
yeah,
it's on a bigger scale now as well, because we've got the new premises
well,
there.
Well, of course, exactly. I've not been there since then, have I?
Yeah. but apparently the other two or three sponsors are Red Sprout, Supply My Business, and Avisio. That's AVVISO, Avisio, a social media company.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
Yeah, so do check that out.
And what's that event that you're doing in September? Is it like the 21st or something?
Which event?
Get that in the diary too, but it'd be worth another mention, wouldn't it? Businesses to go to a school somewhere.
Yes, at Longfield Academy. We're doing the 30-30 at Longfield Academy on the 21st of September. There is an email about it somewhere in this pile, and we'll talk about it later. But cool. Yes, we want 25 businesses to join us to talk to A-level students, 40 A-level students who have chosen so far to not go to university. So we're going to talk to them about apprenticeships and stuff like that and all the kind of things they can do, and it's a networking session. But we've also got some guys from Kent County Council coming along to tell us about the new apprenticeship schemes, because the government have changed it again, and also to talk about guilds, which is a new KCC initiative.
Lovely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes, I'm going to try to come to that. I chose not to go to university, so I would be possibly a good person to talk to them, or possibly not, depending on your view.
I chose not to go to school.
I didn't.
Well, and that's not true. I did go once. I popped in, but I didn't fancy it.
I was going to say, I didn't go to university and then just not turn up. But I did worry that that was what was going to happen, which is why I didn't go.
I know the feeling. I felt exactly the same from primary school onwards. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. It's about time we talk to somebody sensible, don't you think? Because we've been messing about too much here. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the absolutely lovely Margaret Burrell of Young Academy.
Hello. Hello, thank
Margaret.
You for having me on. It's lovely to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Margaret, why don't you start off by telling the listener a little bit about Youth Academy, what it is, what you do. Youth Foundation. I don't know why
Foundation. Young Foundation. See, it's all right.
I've got all a dither.
Made you nervous. Am I making you nervous?
You're making me nervous.
All right,
you
okay.
Are.
Yeah, yeah. I won't look in your direction. I'll look away.
It's really unusual, actually, because Margaret is actually sat right opposite me. I don't actually normally see the guests because they're out of my peripheral vision. And I'm looking straight at you, and I'm not looking at my screen. So it's the Young Foundation.
It is the Young Foundation.
I can tell you why you're slightly confused, because I'm looking at some documentation she brought with her, which says the Young Academy. So I'm sure
it's the Young Foundation Academy is one of the things that I was looking at.
Right,
and that's what threw me all over
the place.
We're
keeping you on your toes here.
You are.
That's what we try to do.
Absolutely. It's Margaret Burrell. From the young Foundation.
You got it right.
Exactly. Eventually. But now we've got no time to talk to you,
yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll move
now
on to the
go.
Next thing.
Yeah,
Margaret, tell us all about what you do.
Okay, so I'll start by talking about who the Young Foundation are, who we are. So the Young Foundation was set up by Michael Young, who kind of was all about social innovation, social enterprise, and solving issues in our society. So he wrote the Labour Manifesto, and he also set up an organisation called the Institute for Community Studies, which then merged with the Mutual Aid Centre in 2005. But that's just kind of a framework of the organisation that he set up. But you'll know him from Which Consumer Association. So he set that up.
Right.
He also set up the School for Social Entrepreneurs,
right.
And also had a very kind of important part that he played in terms of the Third Age, Grandparents Plus, NHS Direct, and also the Open University.
Was she looking at me?
I was glancing past you at that point. But yes, he's been involved in such a huge amount of programs programs and institutions and organizations that kind of tackle inequality. And that's what the Young Foundation do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
This might be a bit difficult, or it might not be. You might have this off pat. I want you to explain to me what inequality or equality, whichever way you want to approach it, kind of means to you and your organisation. You know, because it's one of those things that we talk about quite a lot, but I'm not entirely sure that everybody has the same understanding of it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, actually. And inequality can show in any kind of shape or form in the society that we live in. And I guess the easiest way to describe that or to give an example is through the Young Academy, which I'm talking about today. You see what I did there? You like the link.
That was clever. Yeah.
And what we're seeing in terms of education inequality is that 33% of young people on free school meals only achieve 33% achieve A stars to C's,
right.
Whereas young people who are not on free school meals, 61% of them achieve A stars to C's. So there is some sort of inequality in education that is causing those on free school meals to achieve less than those who are not on free school meals.
I was going to make a really fatuous comment about school meals.
They're really bad.
To play. Yeah, it's the school meals. Yeah, then stop it.
Oh no. But yes, so that's an example of inequality. Okay. So it's where there is disparity in our community, where some who have access to education, the best education, the ones that they can pay for, and those that, who don't have access to that, do not kind of achieve as much. And talking about the Young Academy, so it's a program that is our flagship program at the Young Foundation.
Right.
And it's coming to Kent.
Wow.
And applications are open, and we're looking for organizations, businesses, startups, social ventures that work in schools or in education to kind of reduce education inequality.
Okay.
So an example could be someone who provides breakfast clubs for young people whose parents who can't afford it, or you might have people who don't know what career path they want to go on. So you might provide a program or a bit of software that kind of helps them through the pathway of deciding what education or what career they want to go on. So we're looking for any organizations, ventures in Kent who would like to come on our program. The deadline's tomorrow. So you've got to get on the Young Foundation website. So it's www.theyoungacademy.org. Or you can go on our Twitter account, which is @YF_Academy, to apply.
Okay.
So you don't have to be incorporated. So you could be a community interest company. You could be just in the ideas phase. You could be a sole trader.
Yep.
But as long as you have an idea that really helps young people from early years. So we're looking at early years, school-based, alternative education, youth programs, further and higher education, STEM cells, STEM, you mention it.
Yeah.
Okay, so always me with the questions to get that full view so I can explain to somebody else. Why would they do this? What will they get from it?
That is it's all good questions today, isn't it? You guys have rehearsed this. Clearly you have.
Sure, we make it up as we go along.
So the reason they would come on our program is a lot of new startups do not have access to investment, funding, grants to be able to achieve the impact that they want to make in communities. So our program takes them through a program. So it's called the Business Model Canvas, the Social Business Model Canvas. So we take them through their business model, take it apart, put it back together, introduce them to mentors and coaches, help them develop their financial model. We give them the opportunity to pilot their intervention in a local school in Kent.
Right.
And then they have that opportunity to then potentially sell to schools or develop their program a bit further.
Right.
They have really expert kind of facilitators, and they'll have support from New Philanthropy Capital, who looks at how to measure their impact. And then at the end of it, if they want to kind of go for that, they can have investment of up to £150,000 to actually deliver their intervention. And all of this under the banner of the Young Academy. So the program starts in October, and it's delivered until January next year, and it's a 12-week program.
So let me understand this. So you're looking for organisations or people who are looking to start organisations in Kent or Medway where they have a business that is targeted at schools or school children or young students or young adults. Yeah,
absolutely.
Is that the idea?
That is the idea.
Fantastic. Okay. And you've got until tomorrow. And I know this is our fault as much as anything, because Margaret contacted us quite some time ago and wanted to come on to tell us about this in plenty of time.
But you're so busy.
But we
you're
were too busy to let her on.
It's okay. So, no, it's fine. But you've been tweeting us and talking about it on Twitter so much. Yeah. So we really appreciate that. Yeah, so, cool. Thank you.
So do these people need to... let me start the question again. How far in their development process do these organisations need to be? So do they have to have just had an idea and a rough idea, or should they be trading, or should they be already trialling any of this stuff, or... Where do they need to be?
We've got a spectrum. So we have run the program in Nottingham and London previously, and we've had ventures or organizations who are at the ideation stage. So they may have tested it. They've got a bit of research behind them. They've got the idea. They know it works. They might have been a teacher previously. So they've tested this. So they know what the education sector is lacking or missing, or what their intervention should be. So they could be in very early phase, but really ultimately they want to tackle education inequality, and our role in that sense is to kind of help them develop a model that will support their ideas, so they could be in that stage. And then we've had others who have grant funding, who've had investment already and are ready to scale. So our role there is really to develop a model, a financial model that is sustainable, that will attract investment and be able to pay that investment back. So you can be at various stages, but as long as you are tackling the core root of education inequality, we want to hear from you.
Okay.
And do you have any examples of those other projects that you talked about? So the sort of types of organisations or what their ideas were?
Good question. So I have, if you visit our website, which is www.theyoungacademy.org, you will see a list of ventures that we've supported. But just to give you, I'm just going to name a few, but I won't go into too much detail in terms of who they are and what they do. But we've got one in Nottingham, which is called Panjango. And he's developed an online software program where organizations can purchase buildings on this virtual site. So the NHS, or you can have maybe Channel Radio, or you can have Vanilla. And you go into that building, and young people go into that building, and it gives you a set of tasks. So what skills do you need for this kind of for this task, or who would you speak to do this particular thing? And that's Panjango, for example. We've got others who have actually applied for investment and received investment, and they are running at the moment. But do go to our website and find out more about them.
Cool. I mean, interestingly, I work with an organisation in Medway called Dom Education Group. Excuse me. And they've developed a workshop that they take into schools where they give an overview to young people about finance.
Oh, you've just closed a loop for me, Paul. Thank you so much. Money Talk radio show on Friday, Simon Westford's show, I'm doing with Penny Williams, and we're talking about finance for teenager sort of thing, and she said, and we can bring up Dom, and I thought, I'm
Dom
supposed
education.
To know what it is, clearly.
Yeah, two lovely sisters, Deb and Di Domican, run the company.
Yeah.
Deb is a qualified financial analyst, and Di is a teacher, and they put together an educational program. Deb's son is a very, very well-known Premiership footballer.
Right.
Okay, and they first came across this when they found out that a lot of young lads with a lot of money didn't really know how to handle it.
Yeah.
But more than that, most young people don't know enough about how to handle money, how to avoid getting in debt, how to, you know, so you don't, you know, use payday loan companies, how to manage a checking account, the basics of finance for young people. And they do an education program based on that, which is really, really good. So that I would say that's the kind, one of the kind of things that would suit your program.
You need to get on the phone to them today.
Absolutely. And if they're listening.
They'll be listening.
No, exactly. I'm sure they're listening. So they could absolutely, you know, talk to us and find out a bit more. And and I think the reason why we are so interested in Medway in Kent is that in terms of Kent there's 27% of learners receive free school meals in Kent, and Kent is also, well, Medway is ranked at number 27 most deprived local authorities in England. But they are doing a huge amount to kind of turn that around, and that's why I know that you talked about the Young Enterprise Programme a couple of weeks ago, and you've talked about so many other interventions in the community, even ones that you mentioned today, that would, you know, be ideal if the if you are in that area and you're kind of growing and scaling and looking for a bit of business support, really.
I don't know how you feel about this, and we could kind of start an argument here, and I don't particularly want to do that, but it's just one of my things. I do quite a lot of work in schools myself, talking about careers and the world of work and things like that. And my own experiences, which I actually wasn't joking about just now, about never going to school. I left school when I was 14, and I had hardly actually been before that. I mean, that was only a technicality. But so I grew up in a place where there were lots of people similar to me that really, you know, they went to school because it was the law, and, you know, and that was the end of it, and they didn't really pay much attention to it. One of the things that I'm interested in, though, is that I find so many of those young people that don't really relate to academic education but are smart. They have loads of talent. They're street smart. They're very aware of lots of things. And I'm perennially disappointed by our educational establishment that don't really cater for that and can't really cope with that. And I just find that one of the biggest wastes ever of a lot of talent that we have.
Well, if you saw the, that the most watched TED talk by Sir Ken Robinson, I think his name is, who's very much about creativity in schools, and he's an educational expert and all that sort of stuff. And he says we're educating all our students to be university lecturers. And ultimately, if you think about the, what we get them to study and what we stop them studying, particularly if they're academic, that, you know, that's the case, isn't it? And it's just, it's scary because, as you say, there's so many people who've got so much opportunity personally, but then they don't get the opportunity.
It's amazing. We were talking earlier about Longfield Academy and the 30-30 program we're going to do later on this month. Well, we did one at the beginning of the year there, and we had 30 businesses, and we did some speed networking. And after the end of the speed networking, two of the companies had offered jobs to the youngsters, and they went, well, you're not supposed to be doing that. And they went, no, but they were really good.
Yeah, exactly. And you find that, as, and I agree with you, that the education system at times can be kind of a one-size-fits-all. If you can't pass your GCSEs or A-level, you're kind of, oh, you're not really, what is there left for you to do? Whereas I think that there are so many opportunities available for young people who are bright, who are streetwise, who are, you know, who have all of those soft skills that you just need to kind of harness and focus in a particular direction, and they can achieve so much. And you find that in areas where there's lots of deprivation, you find people who are, you know, and it's not the word, the right word isn't wheeling and dealing, but they are out there,
entrepreneurial,
absolutely, and who work really hard to achieve their aims. And if you can find organizations that capture them when they're really still hungry for it, that's what we're really interested in. So
you're a bit of a wheeler dealer though, aren't you, Paul?
I didn't want to mention any names.
I'm not I a few years ago I was doing some volunteer work in South London with a charity that tried to find work for ex-offenders. And there was, I won't name him because that's not fair. I was mentoring a young lad. He was, at that time, he was 20. He was already on his third jail term. He was a member of a gang, South London gang, and he'd been dealing Class A drugs on the street since he was 11 years old. And he had a family. He was 20. He had two daughters, but he actually was still part of their lives. And he desperately wanted to move away from his old lifestyle. And I was trying to help him find work. And I went to see an you can only do that one employer at a time. And I went to see an employer and I said, look, I got this young lad. This is his background, you know, da da da. And he went, he couldn't do anything for me. He said, you know, I got they were a kitchen fitting company. And I said, why do you think he can't do anything for you? And he said, well, he's got no skills. And I went, if you don't think an 11-year-old dealing Class A drugs yeah. on the street of South London isn't capable of handling a sales negotiation, I don't know who you think yeah, is, actually.
Yeah. Transferable skills, yeah.
And
yeah,
he went, hmm, I'd never thought of that.
Yeah.
They took him on. He was a massive success yeah. for them. And he ended up, within 2 years, running his own kitchen company.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he just had that mental, you know, he was a doer.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he'd just grown up in an environment, hadn't got the chances. So he'd taken the skills he'd got and applied them in a way that everybody else did in the place that he lived.
I got goosebumps. I thought it was cold in there before, but now I've got goosebumps. So that's because of the story. Not it's just amazing when you hear stories like that,
yeah.
isn't it?
So, you know, everyone has talents. Everybody's got transferable skills, and it's about pulling them out. And I think that's probably the basis of your entire organisation.
Yeah,
really, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have a history of that. So, yeah. you know, we're just really continuing that. So I guess to kind of sum up, maybe,
yeah.
In
very
terms
professional,
of...
Professional.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm learning it. From the best.
She's done this before.
is that we are looking for people in Kent, in Medway, to apply for the Young Academy. If you are a business, a sole trader, existing organisation, ideally less than 2 years old, and you want to apply, please go to our website, which is www.theyoungacademy.org. And also you can email us at incubator@youngfoundation.org. So if you're a venture, contact us. If you are a potential mentor or coach, so if you're really good at financial modeling, or if you just want to share your business and talk about your education perspective, you can contact us as well. If you are a school that's interested in piloting some of our programs, and we'd ideally like you to pilot them later on this year or early next year, we'd love to hear from you. And then really just a bit of a shout, because you mentioned all our ventures. You were like, give me an example of some ventures. And I had none in my head. And they're all going to kill me when I get back to the office. They'll be like, you didn't mention me. So I'm just going to reel off a couple, which is Class Careers, Litmus Education, Really Neat, Roots of Empathy, Smart Schools Council Community, potentially One Up, Acorn Inspiration, and so many more. And I also want to say hello to my colleagues at the Young Foundation who are all listening at the moment. James Teasdale, who does all our kind of investment stuff. And you've got Eric, who is our new head of ventures, and Rowena Young, who does all of our, who's our director. So hello to everybody at the Young Foundation listening. And thank you so much for having us on the show today. Really, really appreciate that.
It's the easiest interview we've ever done. She's so polished.
Oh,
she just did the whole
you.
Thing. I didn't even have to ask any questions.
No,
it was brilliant.
Exactly.
Margaret, thank you so much for that. Absolutely
it
brilliant.
Really
we wish you
pleasure.
Much success and much luck. Thank Please you. Do get in touch with the Young Foundation. If you want, just get in touch with them anyway.
Yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Just want to find out more, or your school or your business wants to be involved, get in touch. You can follow them on the Twitter, YF_Foundation. Do give them a follow on the Twitter if you can't remember any of the other email addresses or web addresses. What we will do is put the web addresses on the Kent Business Radio website anyway so that you can follow up with it. But for the moment, Margaret Burrell of Young Foundation, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
Great
you.
Yeah.
Pleasure. I'll tell you what, Jo, do you want to do another email?
Yeah, okay. So, review of business red tape published. A review of the steps taken by government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on business by a total of £10 billion over the course of this Parliament has been published by the Independent Regulatory Policy Committee. The review covered actions taken by more than 80 independent regulators in the UK and found that the system of measurement of the cost of regulation does not reflect the true effect on business and society. The introduction of the national living wage and the increase in national minimum wage rates, which were two of the largest regulatory costs to business that together cost around £1.5 billion over the past year, were not included in the government's business impact target. You can read more about the report at gov.uk/government/news, and then it's RPC-publication- and so on and so forth. But if you go to the gov.uk/government/news, you can find details of the regulatory overview.
Fantastic, thank you. Seven Oaks Chamber, the next Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce First Wednesday networking meeting will be on the 7th of September. I'm guessing that's a Wednesday.
Why are you guessing that?
Because it's called the First Wednesday Networking Group.
Oh, see, I didn't listen to that bit, but I thought it can't be his birthday because he's just had that.
Exactly. I have a birthday every week. What's the matter with you? It's on the 7th of September. and it's at the Stag Community Arts Centre in Sevenoaks from 10:30 a.m. till midday. If you require assistance, the Chamber of Commerce office is open as usual from Monday to Wednesday, and we look forward to seeing you at our next meeting. That's from the lovely Julie Phillips at the Sevenoaks Chamber of Commerce.
And I've got Kent and Vic's Chamber networking 6 till 7:30 in the evening on various dates. We've got Tuesday the 23rd of August at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. Tuesday the 6th of September at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. Tuesday the 6th of September also at the Conningbrook in Ashford. Tuesday the 13th at the Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe, funny enough. And Wednesday the 14th of September at the Royal Well Hotel in Tunbridge Wells.
There's small business trade priorities. The government is planning to hold joint economic and trade meetings with Brazil, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam. And they're doing that before the end of 2016. And prior to the start of these meetings, the Department for International Trade wants to hear from UK businesses about their trade priorities in those seven marketplaces. This could include your greatest concerns about doing business there and with these countries, or how your concerns might be addressed, and what the Department for International Trade could do to encourage you to think about exporting to those markets. And there is a survey that you can undertake, and it needs to be completed by the 7th of September. And you need to go to their website, which is the DTI, the Department of Trade, the Department of International Trade, .gov.uk. And so if you're thinking about or are doing work in any of these following areas: Brazil, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Taiwan, or Vietnam.
Okay. Wow.
Cool.
Hadn't thought about any of those places. May have to think now. I've got another Kent and Victor Chamber, a networking breakfast this time with guest speaker Bibby Financial Services, and it's at their offices in Ashford, Kent and Victor Chamber offices, on the 15th of September. And Bibby Financial Services will be doing a short overview of what finance can do for businesses in the room. Do you have cash flow problems, been a victim of late payments, or need funds to expand your business? Invoice finance can help by releasing cash tied up in outstanding sales invoices. It says please book in advance, places are limited. There'll be a buffet breakfast of bacon, sausage and egg rolls, as well as pastries and fruit.
I'm on my way.
kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. You can book online.
I've got a follow-up to Fruitworks Create, which I was talking about earlier. I've got the full email here with all the details. Fruitworks Create is back next month on the 29th of September from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. If you book it now, there's some free tickets. If you don't book it by the end of this week, you have to pay £10, but there's free beer and pizza.
See, that's why I always try and persuade my husband to come to those.
So he can drive you home. Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, you know.
Simon, don't fall for it, mate.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to the show, so it'll be fine. I'll get away with it.
He doesn't listen to the show? What's the matter with me?
I know. Don't tell Daddy, will you?
We've got a great lineup of speakers, as always. We've got Sarah Wellband from Sarah Wellband PR, David De Canaro, who's Toastmaster Dave, and Jan Murray. And the sponsors for the event are Smartphone Film School, Supply My Business, Red Sprout and Aviso. So do check that out, fruitworks.co/create, and book your ticket.
Sounds good.
We had 70 people there last time.
Wow, I've just added it to my to-do list to do when I get home later.
Good. Fantastique.
Lovely. Another email?
Yeah. Do you know what we were going to do now?
What?
Go on. What do you reckon?
I don't know. Joe's Jams. Oh, on the spot.
There you go.
Okay, lovely. Well, today, by the way, do you like my jingle? It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
I think yours was better, Paul.
It was very expensive.
Yeah. What was yours, Paul?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I sang it, didn't I? Off the hoof. Yeah.
So today, in view of the fact that we've got Bird on the show, I thought I would talk, not that she's by a mic at the moment, so she might come sprinting around in a minute. I decided to briefly talk about sitting and standing at work, and how much sitting we do and how much we perhaps should be standing. So one of the things that I talk about within Power to Live More is about just looking after yourself generally. Well-being is the W in Power. And I've been using a standing desk for, I don't know, probably about a year now, probably even longer than that.
How has it made you feel?
Loads better. To be fair, I do feel quite sort of, you know, like holier than thou, because I am actually using it, so that helps as well. But yeah, it has made a big difference. And in fact, I struggle to sit down for periods now. So like now, I've been sitting down for an hour. I could really do with a bit of stand. So some stats. There's a quote here from a doctor saying, we've become so sedentary that 30 minutes a day at the gym may not counteract the detrimental effects of 8, 9 or 10 hours of sitting. And I read something today that said something about trying to do 250 steps every hour, which I thought was also interesting because I like to go for a walk every day and I try and do about an hour to try and get up to my 10,000 steps, which I don't generally hit, but, you know, it's close.
She's just on the outskirts of Barcelona now.
But reading that, I then thought, oh, here we go again. There's me thinking an hour's walking is good. But what this article was talking about was trying to split the walking during the day so you aren't just, you know, sitting for 7 hours and then walking for the other hour.
They do this in Google as well. Google have this implementation through the day that every hour they have to leave their keyboards and walk around for 2 minutes every hour. Yes. So it actually isn't about going and walking for the hour. It's about moving constantly, repeatedly through the day so that they've got this ritual in.
Yeah, so I use something called Focus Time, but there's lots of other options that you can use to do my work in Pomodoros. Have you come across that?
No.
So that's 25 minute sections. So it does 25 minutes and then you have 5 minutes break. So that's when I normally go and get a cup of tea or walk around the house or whatever, go and feed the new rabbit, little Dotsy. And then another 25 minutes of work and then 5 minute break. And you do that for 3 Pomodoros and then you get a 25 minute break and then you start again sort of thing. And it makes a lots of difference for loads of reasons around productivity as well. But that moving on a regular basis, it, you know, gives you that sort of reminder to do it. For some of the other things here, it says for people who sit most of the day, their risk of heart attack is about the same as smoking. That's a cardiologist saying that, which is, you know, pretty scary, isn't it? Prolonged sitting should be considered within occupational health and safety policies and practices, just like other elements of posture, says the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Workers who use sit-stand desks are 78% more likely to report a pain-free day than those who use regular workstations, according to Stanford University. So, you know, I have a stand-up desk. I don't stand up all the time. It goes up and down. I used to have a bit of a Heath Robinson affair, which was like a bookshelf with books to make the screen high enough and a bit of wood to stand on so I was high enough so I got my 90 degree angle at my arms and all that sort of stuff, and then I had to have a bit of wood cut out because the shelf was too narrow so it didn't quite work and it was all a bit, as I say, very Heath Robinson. But now I've got this really posy one from a company called Ergotron, and it literally just raises up and down really simply, and it's made such a massive difference.
When you say it raises up and down, yes. Is that while you're on it or...?
So it's just...
It's a pogo stick is what you've got, isn't it? Come on.
So it's a framework that sits on the desk and it's, you know, down and like a normal desk. And then you just hold... I'm doing all the demo on the radio. Of course, you can't see this, everybody, but I'm trying to explain it. So two little handles at the front and you click them and you pull the whole thing up, but just very gently. You don't have to put lots of effort in. Otherwise, that hurts your back, doesn't it? And it raises up and then you can stand and everything's all at the right angle. You've got, you know, a laptop and I've got a second screen and it's all there. And then when I'm ready to sit down again, I just click it and it goes back down again. And it just makes such a difference. And I've got one of those fatigue mats as well.
It goes into so much more as well. So it goes into your energy levels. So you're aligning your energy levels. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are into your chakras and the way that you align your body, it's super important. If anybody could see this, I wish I was doing Facebook Live, Paul, because then they could see these two. I mean, it's like charades going on here. Sorry, if you're from Kent, charades. But not only that, it helps with the way your throat actually speaks as well. So even when we're sitting here, you'll notice that most of us sit into the back of our chairs. We should sit forward and bring our pelvis under.
Yes,
and actually what that does then, it opens up the throat chakra and opens up your energy levels. So.
Well, I always make sure when I do my podcast recording or I'm doing interviews for the radio show that I do, that I stand up. Partly because I get the microphone at the right level, because when I'm sitting down, it's a bit too low to my voice, but standing up, it's right there. But mainly because I sound much more alive.
Sales teams do it. They all stand up. We've got walking meetings now.
Yeah.
I've been talking about doing a mastermind meeting with some people about walking dogs as well.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, great. So should do more standing. Think about your desks, whether there's options, whether you can do a Heath Robinson affair or whether you do something a bit more mechanical. Check out some of the stats and some of the research. It's a bit scary. There's a blog on my website, actually, powertolivemore.com. Just do a search for stand-up desk and you'll find it.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I've been suffering headaches just recently because I'm spending just far too much time sat in front of a screen. and I know what's causing me the problems. My eyesight's getting worse, and you're absolutely right. Cool. Joe, thank you for that.
Joe's Gems.
Joe's Gems. That's good, isn't it?
Try you not like to laugh.
That? I might play that again, actually. I quite like that. I've had a tweet from, guess who? Slope Off Friday.
Jules.
Yeah. Hi, Jules. Yeah, Slope Off Friday. Friday, September the 2nd. That will be this Friday then, wouldn't it? 2 p.m. Slope Off Friday. So she's put all this, but she hasn't told me where it is. But I think I know. It's at, is it the... I think they've moved there, haven't they? Isn't it now at Red Sails in Faversham? I don't know. Jules, rather than sort of silly pictures of the last time, it could be at the Crescent Hotel in Whitstable. They've had some there. It could be at Red Sails in Faversham. Who knows?
So she invent this? Because I do think it's quite ingenious to invent an event that you know fits with what you want to do on a Friday anyway.
Well, Jules, hold on. This is Jules we're talking about.
That's what I mean.
Hold on. Let's dissect this. Jules Serkin has invented an event that involves eating and drinking.
Eating, drinking and not working.
That really took some effort, didn't it? I mean, that really changed what Jules does every single day. Yeah.
Crescent Turner.
It is at the Crescent Turner. Carlton is absolutely right. It's at the Crescent Turner, Slope Off Friday. It involves eating and drinking, and it involves Jules, and you don't need to know any more than that, really, do you?
Lovely.
We've also had, and I think he may even be involved in Slope Off Friday as well. We've had a tweet from Andrew Knott from the Federation of Small Business, who says, "Paul, a shout out, please. If you'd like to learn more about the Federation of Small Business, please give me a call on 07747114627. That's 07747114627, or follow him on the Twitter aknott20, aknott20."
I think you're right. He is involved in it because he invited me to a few, and I couldn't. Guess what? I couldn't make any of them.
I just read the venue off one of his tweets.
Thank you, Colton. Somebody's got some common sense around here. And just before we go to the break, I want to tell you about this. Denise Wilton has tweeted me this. Please, can you mention the Alternate Shadow have a Business Bunker shout out for White Lies, which is a comedy play, and it's happening at the Hop Festival Fringe in Faversham this Saturday at 3 p.m. and it's only £5 to go and watch, and the lovely Denise is in it. And that's Denise Wilton, and she's in White Lies at the Hop Festival Fringe this Saturday in Faversham. Do go along, please. Good. Okay. Do you know what? I think that brings us to the mid-show break. What do you reckon?
I think so.
And I'm feeling about time that I played this. What do you reckon?
Good plan.
So you do know what this one is, because
you watch
me do it.
I do, but I would have known this straight.